This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, you gotta get involved. You gotta get engaged. You gotta do something. You gotta do something more than nothing, right? Is that kind of where I'm at? That's what I want you guys to know. I want you guys to get involved with. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. I mean, a lot going on in the world today. It has to do with Mike Lindell. That's right. Yep, Mike Lindell. And, you know, here's the deal, or here's the thing. Boy, it sounds terrible. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'll be nice. The deep state has decided they got to go after everybody or anybody who's an ally of Trump who can help him in any way, shape, manner, or form. Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. And they're using the power of the DOJ, the FBI, and so forth, right, to make it happen, to scare you. I mean, scare some of these billionaires, you know, into doing this. And they're turning their backs on Trump and others. They don't want to lose their fortunes. I mean, our founding fathers had no problem with it, but nowadays, I don't know, can we find a patriot like our founding fathers? Can we? I have to ask because I haven't seen any. I haven't even bumped in any. So head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Order from him. Stop ordering from these Chinese companies, will you please? The ones that don't care about you, making cheaper product. In a lot of cases, it's cheaper product. In some of those cases, they have kids working those lines. Really? Is this really what you want? This is really what you want to support? Anyway, head up there, MyPillow.com, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, sandals. They got slippers down too. Slippers, sandals, all kinds of stuff. Right? Even mattresses. You keep the money in this country, keep Americans working. Use promo code Joe. I get a few bucks, you're going to save a lot of money. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, you know, seriously. Just be part of the solution. It's the best way to be. You know, I'm glad that Sonya came on with me. Because I see these articles, they make me nuts. Totally nuts. It's just like when, what was it, Ghostbusters, when all female on us, right? All feminine. We're sitting here going, no, that's not going to cut it. That isn't right. It's not what we want. But Hollywood was going to shove that down our throats, and because it failed miserably, it had to be because this is a misogynistic world here, right? Women don't count. So it's really funny when you read this, when you think about this. I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate your time with me. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. I get a few bucks, you save a boatload of bucks, and we keep people working in this country. Really that simple. So, I was also talking about the Ghostbusters, right? All women cast, or basically the all women at the top, all of a sudden just changes overnight with a snap of a finger. And we're supposed to be all excited about that, right? I mean, seriously, we had G.I. Jane. That movie did well. Didn't do poorly. But can you imagine? Can you imagine coming out with a movie called G.I. Joanne? And just totally wiping out all the G.I. Joe stuff. All of a sudden, she was the toughest person on the planet. And then you'd get mad when at first it didn't do well. And I don't want to hear about these female movies not doing well, because there have been a lot of female movies out where a female was at the top that did well. And I'm telling you, again, it's a mantra over here. You hate women, hate blacks, you hate black women. Matter of fact, if you're a gay black woman or transgender black women or bisexual black women, boy, you really got it going down, don't you? You're really in a bad way. But none of that's true. None of it is true. And it's ridiculous. Right? I mean, seriously. Guys will go see, women will go see, people will go see movies that are good. They're flat out good. If there's good action, if the movie makes sense, keeps you on the edge of your seat like it's supposed to. You know, can you imagine if James Bond all of a sudden, they did a movie where James Bond was a woman? Again, nothing against a woman being the top spy. Make her 008. Why can't you find your... That's what I've always said. Why can't you find your own? Why can't you make a movie with a whole new idea and a whole new way of doing things? I'll tell you why, but you don't want to hear it. Because you got no original ideas. You think if you keep overriding any of these male or white things, you'll eventually wipe them out. Well, I can't wipe them out. All right? And even now I know I'm going to say this, somebody's going to say, no, Joe, you're wrong. It's kind of like you're looking at this going, well, you'll have to wait. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, it really is the economy, stupid. John Gibson joined me. He's done many things in his life. Author, reporter, radio guy, author, and so much more. He's going to join me. We'll discuss about some of the crazy stuff going on today. Be back in a few minutes.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Matin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 55 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Really what it boils down to. You got to get involved, get engaged. Don't sit here complaining, telling me everything that's bad, all the things that are bad, when you've done absolutely nothing to fix any of them. You know, and stop spewing the information that just makes, please, you're making me nuts. That absolutely makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. And there's a lot of you out there speaking as if you actually have a clue. And you don't. Any more than I do. Look, I would say the same thing. I don't know everything on everything. Just because I have a microphone doesn't make me a genius. But I love to bring people on. They have a clue. They look at things a different way. They know how to deal with things as well. I thought I'd bring on a more seasoned radio guy. John Gibson has done many things. You like how I did that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. John's done many things in his life. He's an author, reporter, radio guy, and just so much more. And I thought I'd bring him on and talk about the issues of the day. And also, he's written several books, and we'll get to talking about those in just a little bit. How are we doing, John?
We're doing good. How about you?
Hey, look, I'm in northern Venezuela here, where we have frequent power outages and things like that. You know, we have internet outages. I mean, you would think California, the tech state of the union, and we can't keep the lights on.
Well, can I just say,
please,
I was part of the crew 25, 30 years ago. I don't even know how long ago it was. That was covering all the environmentalists down at Diablo Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to stop the nuclear power plant from coming online. And now, Governor, just as PG&E, I think it's PG&E,
yep.
is getting ready to close it because it's outlived its life. Newsom is screaming at him, no, you can't close it, you can't close it. And the environmentalists, the same people who opposed its opening are now opposing its closing because they want to have air conditioning and plug in their electric vehicle.
Did you find it totally ironic? You know, I think it was a God thing going, oh, really? When he comes out on a Monday and he says,
oh,
we're going
God.
Total electric. And you're gonna,
that was,
you know,
just...
Right?
That was hysterical. That was hysterical. We're going totally... We're not going to sell a gas-powered car, new car, in California after 2035. But by the way, the heat wave is coming. The grid is stressed out. Don't plug in your
Tesla. Please don't
Tesla.
Plug in your car. My God.
Is anybody paying attention? Listen, I lived in California until I was 50. I won't live long enough to live anywhere else longer than I lived in California. So I consider myself a Californian, sort of in exile or diaspora, I guess. And I look back at my state. I mean, I bought a baseball package so I can watch the Giants and see what's going on in the Bay. And I watch the Dodgers and I pay attention to what's happening in California. I read that Rotten Chronicle every day. And I just can't believe what's going on in my home state. It just blows my mind.
I love this. You know, let's have some California fun facts here. Newsom wants the Gestapo, the FBI, to arrest Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis for kidnapping. So he's claiming that they're forcing these people. Now, first of all, I haven't seen a ransom note. Have you seen a ransom note anywhere?
No.
I haven't seen one yet. The second thing is they have video of these guys going down the line and asking them, you want to go to New York? You want to go to D.C.? You want to go? You're asking them where they want to go. And the immigrants are telling, the illegals are telling them where they want to go. And they're putting them on a bus to that city. So this is going to be a tough one.
Well, but wait a minute. It was only a few months ago that we caught the Biden administration putting those people on planes in the middle of the night, flying them off to the very same places where DeSantis and Ducey in Arizona, you know, are sending them, and Governor Abbott here where I live now, Texas. It was fine then. It was perfectly fine. Now, DeSantis had a point that I thought was really interesting. Florida is not a sanctuary state. Martha's Vineyard is. So, you know, since they're a sanctuary state, you just go ahead and sanctuary these people we're going to send to you. And did you notice they brought in 50 people? I mean, what does it really take to house and feed 50 people for a few nights? They had a GoFundMe page that raised $36,000. The money's sitting there. They then got them on a bus and shipped them over to Cape Cod to a military base, and now they're using the money to give to the churches and whatever groups in Martha's Vineyard that were helping these people with soup and pillows. At some point it becomes such an absurd ripoff. And you look at, once again, is anybody noticing this? Why do I feel like the Lone Ranger here?
No, you know, these people are oblivious to what's going on around them. They really are. And even when they see things, they don't believe them.
they ignore it on purpose because it's humiliating.
Yeah, it's true.
It's embarrassing.
Well, you know, and these guys, they're caught. In San Francisco, you've talked about your love for San Francisco in the early days, right? Well, they're gonna clean it up. They're gonna have a major crackdown on illegal street vendors, right? So if you're selling hot dog soda, ice cream, and so forth out of a cart, you better be properly licensed or they're gonna fine you and take your cart away from you. However, should you be standing next to the cart and decide to crap in the street and shoot up at the same time, you're just fine.
Oh, you can sell fentanyl. You can sell heroin. You know, they're not going to do anything about that, much less bust you for an illegal vendor operation.
I'm
sure you've seen it. It's now a few months old. But there was a guy on the street in San Francisco. He had tats all over his face. He's a junkie. And you know, not all junkies are stupid. And certainly not all junkies are inarticulate. He was very articulate. He came from Texas, said, I'm going to San Francisco. He said, they're paying me $1,000 a month to live here. I got a tent on the street. They give me a tent. They give me a sleeping bag. He said, I can order on Amazon Prime, and they deliver it to my tent. Plus, they give me free drugs. Why wouldn't I be here?
Whoa. My God.
Well, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but John, think something through here. So the San Francisco supervisors should be arrested in and of themselves for aiding and abetting. Here they are putting these safe places to shoot up, but they're giving you illegal drugs to shoot up. So they're aiding and abetting you in committing a federal offense in a safe way. I don't understand this.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, you know, you get back to Gavin Newsom.
Well, I mean, you've been at it long enough to know that when you hear the sounder, we're going to make money. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. All right. Coming up after the break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is improving slightly. The University of Michigan's early reading for September edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. The one-year economic outlook continued its rise from extremely low readings earlier in the summer, but the gains were offset by modest declines in the long-term outlook. The survey noted a high level of consumer uncertainty over inflation, despite the recent drop in energy prices. Elon Musk is accusing Twitter of fraud after he alleges it concealed serious flaws in the social media company's data security. Musk saying this should allow him to end his $44 billion deal to purchase a social media company. One of the most iconic landmarks in California is getting an upgrade. Starting Monday, crews will be painting a Hollywood sign in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe McTeague, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email. Joe@therealside.com, Joe@therealside.com. Or, you know what, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can get in the live chat room on the website. Always fun stuff going on there. I want to get back to my guests. I don't get to have this much fun sometimes. Usually you got to kind of pull people along because they just don't want to really let loose and let go, which is what you really need to do. And always appreciate the time that you guys have. Listen, remember what I said before. You got to head up to the website. Head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. This isn't hard to do, people. Right? You head up to MyPillow.com where you can. Mike Lindell has given us the ability to make some money on the social media. Giants have kind of taken that away from us. And you really need to be able to help out. Help out Mike. Help out me. Help out conservative commentators all over the place. Promo code
they
Joe
really
on the way
to
out.
They kill him, didn't they?
What's that?
They really tried to kill him, didn't they?
You come in and try to take food away from me in the drive-thru, you may have a problem, and that's what they did to him. Right?
Oh, God, it was the worst. And then what he did was, I have to admire the guy, because he was selling pillows, and then he was selling sheets, and they tried to ran them off the air, and they ran them out of Bed Bath & Beyond and all that. And he said, okay, I'll make slippers, I'll make pillows, I'll make sheets, I'll make blankets, I'll make all these things. And he's doing great. Good for you, Mike. Go for it.
I love guys that don't give up. That's really how I see him. He's just not going to give up. But listen, before you keep talking, John Gibson is joining me. He's done many things in his life. He's an author, reporter, radio guy, and so much more. And I do appreciate his time with me tonight. And, it's always good to have another guy on that can keep up and keep moving through the stuff. It's always great. So we were talking about San Francisco, your home area, and how the county supervisors have decided they can circumvent federal law by allowing these guys to take illicit or illegal federal drugs, making it safe for them to do so, while relieving themselves right there off the corner of the curb.
Hey, I got to tell you, I moved to San Francisco and started being a reporter, in 1979. And I grew up in Northern California. I was in and out of the city constantly, even before I went there as a reporter. And so I feel like I've known the place since I was a little kid. And they've always done that.
Really?
They have. Oh, the supervisors would declare that, you know, apartheid descent in South Africa has to end. They would declare that, you know, the United States must join a nuclear test ban treaty. They had to, you know, the city has kind of fallen apart around their ears. And it wasn't as bad then as it is now. But they just constantly ignored what was happening in the actual city to stand up and pontificate about everything else going on in the world, because they think of themselves as, you know, world players. I mean, look at Gavin Newsom. It's just, I mean, this is a guy who, you know, let me warn people. I'm about to say something that might be a little crude, but he was having an affair. He was having sex with his campaign manager's wife.
Go for it. I talk about this all the time.
And it, you know, and somehow or another, down the memory hole, gone. It's the kind of thing that, you know, you name any Republican that could get caught doing that, and that's it. That's the end of them. Well, you know, look at the Katie Hill situation that you exposed. And yet Newsom, nothing. Where, you know, forget all about it. Nobody looks at where did Gavin Newsom come from?
He did it again. He did it recently with another campaign manager's wife. Well, at least you know he has a type, right?
Yeah, well, he hires his next one. But, I mean, if you said anybody else in America, here's a politician who wants to be president of the United States, you can trace his rise to Gordon Getty. It's Gordon Getty who got him going, gave him money, got him going in those businesses, and got him going in San Francisco politics. And, you know, anybody else is, oh, no, no, that's too weird. Same thing with Kamala Harris. You know, you trace that back to Willie Brown, who, by the way, admitted the affair with Kamala Harris in print in the San Francisco Chronicle.
It's fine.
Nobody pays any damn attention to it.
Do you think, look at the way society is today, do you think they even care anymore? In all sincerity.
Well, they certainly don't care in the coastal cities. And that, one of the reasons that they are so crazed to try to change our system of government is that they have got coastal populations, the East Coast and the West Coast, in their pocket. So, you know, when Joe Biden says Republicans are trying to, you know, ruin democracy or take democracy away, what he's talking about is Republicans are saying, we have a republic. You have to win in Wyoming as well as California. You can't just win with an overvote of 15 million people in California and New York. You've got to win all those little square states in the middle. And they don't want that. They want a pure democracy in which the coastal elites run the country. The real people who are trying to kill democracy are the Democrats, who don't want this to be a republic anymore. They want it to be a pure democracy.
Okay.
And fortunately, our founders thought that that would be called mob rule and figured out a way to get around it. And they want to undo it. But, you know, so when you say, do they care anymore? No, they don't care anymore. And they get to say, well, if we can just have all these people who don't care anymore vote for us and we get to run things, it'll all be perfect.
No, I've always said this. You watch it happening. People get complacent. Same thing with the school boards, John. When I watch how people vote for school boards, I've always said the same thing. They show up. For the most part, their kids are safe. The schools are clean. They're getting a decent education. And they don't really dig. They don't really look at what's going on until the crap hits the fan. And then when the crap hits the fan, they want to turn everything over in a heartbeat. You know, and they think you've been doing this for... They don't realize. You know, like a guy like myself, I'm one of five votes. You've got to convince two of the others to go in that direction.
Yeah, now, you're still sitting on the school board?
I'm sorry?
Are you still on the school board?
I am.
Yeah, because, you know, here in Texas, I see this on the news. I mean, I don't have any kids, so I don't go to these things. But I see this in Texas where, you know, parents are coming in there screaming at these school board members, and now they're being, you know, categorized by the Justice Department as terrorists and threats. And it's all a way to further insulate the people who, you know, rule by fiat. And, you know, you're right. I mean, there is an election every so often. You can vote them off, and people should. But, you know, I think, I mean, every time I see a school board election, I don't know who those people are. So I don't vote, because I don't want to vote for the wrong person.
Well, see, okay, so you're my hero. And I say that because I always say to people, if you vote for somebody, if you check a box just because you, quote-unquote, don't want to waste your vote, then you're wasting your vote, because you're voting for something you don't know anything about.
Yeah, right? you could be voting for something you hate, and then you turn around and say, wait a minute, how'd that happen?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you don't know who all these people are, and you're not sure what you're voting for, you know, skip it. Go vote for somebody that you do know about.
Yeah, no question about it. But again, I hear people say, "Well, I'm not going to waste my vote." You go, "Yeah, you just did." You know?
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen. So, do I get to tell you about my new book?
No, not till the next segment. That's how I keep you guys on.
Okay. So then in the next segment, I'm going to tell you about my new book and the one right before it.
I'm going to say, you can't just talk about one. You got to tell people about all of them, you know?
I got two.
All right. Well, we'll be back to talk about this in a minute. Joe, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. John Gibson joins me. He's done many things in his life. He's an author, reporter, radio guy, and so much more. And is I guess it's your latest book. Is it The Death in the Reeds? Well, I want to let you tell it. That way there, I don't screw it up.
Okay, so in my dotage, now that I don't have to work all day doing a radio show or a TV show, I'm writing mystery novels.
John, would you tell people how hard it is to do a radio show? Because they think I just sit down and... I'm so intelligent.
It's a lot of work. I mean, you have to know what you're talking about. You spend a lot of time reading in. You spend a lot of time researching to see if the opinion you're about to spout has legs. You know, I spent, when I did a three-hour show, and I spent 5 hours preparing for it. So I imagine you do, too. It was...
quite a bit.
It's hard, and you know, not only that, there's all that pre-production. You hear those bumpers that you make, and then you spend a lot of time on the phone trying to get stations to carry your show, and it's hard.
That's the big one. That is the big one.
It is the big one. And try to get somebody to do a commercial on your show, so maybe you can make a little money. It's tough. And I finally, I just couldn't do it anymore. I said, well, you know, I tell you what, I think I'll sit here and write mystery novels. So the first one I wrote, well, both of them I've written are, including the new one, are based on a real thing and then jumps off into fiction. The first one is called O.J.'s Knife, and it was about two guys who find the knife. Now, we know, as a matter of fact, nobody found the knife. So the story is fiction about people who find a knife and chasing around for it and, you know, killing each other and all kinds of adventures about that. And that is available on Amazon. The new one, which is called Death in the Reeds, is also about a real thing that happened, at least at the start. And the real thing that happened was at the launch of the Iraq War back in 2003, looters hit the Iraq Museum and stole thousands of antiquities. Many of them had been returned and recovered. But one in particular, a priceless object, which the real name of which is the Lioness and the Nubian Boy. This is 3,000 years old. It's carved out of ivory, and it was a decoration on the throne. There's one at the British Museum, and there was one at the Iraq Museum. The Iraq Museum one was stolen. It's an exquisite piece, and it shows a lioness attacking a young boy and killing him. And she's got her jaws around his neck, and she's got his paw under his head holding it up, and she's got another paw on his chest holding him down. It's a moment she's clamping down and going to kill this boy. And this piece was stolen as the night of shock and awe. While we were all sitting there watching boom, 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 people were breaking into the Iraq Museum stealing stuff. And they stole this thing. It's never been found. And it's absolutely priceless. There is no price on it. Well, so I use this as a jumping off point for a novel, a fiction, about the guy who stole it and his efforts to get it out of Iraq, get it someplace where he can sell it, and that there's two TV people who become involved in this. One is a hot anchor in San Francisco, a woman who realizes that she can sell, get her hands on this thing and sell it to one of those tech billionaires. The commission's going to be multi-millions for her. And then she's got a friend, another TV guy, the protagonist of my story, a reporter named Mickey Judge, who is trying to tell her, do not get involved in this. This will come to ruin. And so then there's this adventure. And I'm not going to give away the end, because you can go on Amazon.com and look up Death in the Reeds, and you can buy it cheap, cheap, cheap. And you know, you will enjoy the book. It's really good. And while you're at it, buy O.J.'s Knife. How's that?
Oh, yeah, you know. Now, I mean, I got to tell you, I go back. I don't know. Were you in California when all that went down?
Oh yeah, I did the O.J. trial for a year and a half. Yeah.
I was the
NBC guy doing O.J. trial.
I was on the other side of the freeway when that was happening, and I didn't have the radio on, so I'm driving down the road, kind of minding my own business. I go, what the heck is happening over there?
Yeah,
and the grip that trial had, I realized nationwide, but the grip that trial had on this city was amazing.
I know. Listen.
Yeah.
I was a NBC News correspondent. They hired me and then decided they hated me. Fired me. A part of NBC called the News Channel, which feeds stories to the local affiliates, immediately hired me back. So I was, you know, I was there in Burbank at the NBC lot, and I went out to get my cleaning, and I hear on the radio, O.J.'s in handcuffs. Made a U-turn, got on the balcony, started doing live shots, and they didn't stop for a year and a half. I think I did 10,000 live shots and ended up hosting Geraldo's show on Fridays when he was off. And that got me my, you know, my job with Roger Ailes in New York when it was all over. It was, when I started doing that story, I've been a street reporter for 20 years. I knew this is a story you do not get off. You do it every day, 7 days a week. You do it from early in the morning to late at night because there's never going to be another one like it. I mean, I'd seen earthquakes come and go, trials of famous people, all kinds of stuff, fires, floods, whatever. There was nothing like this. And I got on that horse and I refused to get off until it was done. And it, you know, at one point, the Murrah building blew up. And they said, do you want to go to Oklahoma City? I said, no, I'm staying right here. I was in one of those towers behind the old criminal courts building doing live shots day after day after day after day. And it was like, no, I know a good thing when I see it. I'm sticking on this one.
Yeah, all right. So let's a short and quick. Now, both books you can get on Amazon, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. This is where you should buy. Most all books in America are sold on Amazon. Buy it there. Death in the Reeds and OJ's Nut.
And we'll, you know, we'll put both of those up on the website. We'll put a link to them up there as well.
That's very nice.
Somebody just sent me this. I got to get your opinion on this one. Gavin Newsom has challenged Ron DeSantis to a debate. And he's really teed off at him because he made fun of the hair gel, you know. But anyway, how does that come? Just tell me, how does that come out?
Well, I mean, it's essentially a draw because DeSantis is going to appeal to people like you and me and people who agree with DeSantis. And Gavin Newsom can stand up there and say the stupidest thing in the world about, you know, no bail or masks or COVID or, you know, state going in debt, whatever. And the people who, you know, want all that stuff, they're going to applaud, like SEALs wanting another fish. I mean, they are representatives of the two points of view in this country. I think
That's a very good point. It's a very good point. You're right. The two points of view, and Gavin, you know, I always tell people if you want to see how the country would run under Democrat rule, look at California.
It's what Joe Biden is trying to do. What the Democrats and the progressives are trying to do nationally is replicate California through the national system. They're not going to be able to replicate California in Kansas or Texas or whatever. They don't care about the middle. As long as they have those millions of votes on either coast, if they can get one-party rule, like in California, they're happy. That way they can quash all dissent. They can ride herd on social media and the media, and they can have the fascist state they dream of. And that's what there is in California, and they're happy to replicate it everywhere else.
Yeah, it's interesting how, you know, I've often wondered, we haven't got a whole bunch of time, but I've often wondered with some of the comments and some of the things they do they honestly believe the things that they're doing, or are they actually just that evil? For instance, just allowing them to cross the border with no check on COVID and with the drugs that are coming across with them.
I don't care.
Get about 20 seconds.
It's votes. They know it, down the road, those are all voters, and they're all going to be Democrats, they think. And they're perfectly happy to flood the country and change this into a majority-minority country.
Hey, John, it's been a pleasure having you on. We'll do it again sometime.
Death in the Reeds. Go to Amazon.
People, go over to Amazon, check out his books, grab them both. I mean, do something constructive over the weekend. John, it was a pleasure to have you back again. Joe, we'll see your host, Uncle Far, a lot more coming
thanks,
up
Joe.
In the next hour. Always.